I'm Barry Martin, and it is time for us now to explore our Senior Moments program.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And today on Senior Moments, we're going to talk with Tiffany Walker, who is with Calabria Care, who is one of the sponsors of our program, this show that looks at senior issues. And Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio today. So tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all, where you come from, where'd you go to school, all that kind of stuff.
My name is Tiffany Walker. I'm originally from the Bay Area. I've been in the community for about 4 years now in Napa. I went to USC for graduate school. And undergrad, I was in school at Hampton University, which is in Virginia. That USC is where I got my master's in social work.
And it's still called social work. You're still, that's the term, social worker. That's the correct term?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you work for Calabria Care. What's your job there?
Yes. So I'm the Information and Assistance Program Manager, and it's a unique program. I am a part of Calabria Care and work with Calabria Care, but I'm also embedded and co-located at Napa County. The Information and Assistance Program is serving seniors all of Napa County who are 60 and up, and we are providing resources and linking them to local agencies for certain needs that they might need met. We're really trying to help maintain their independence for as long as possible. So whether that they need assistance with food, caregiving, transportation, housing support, they can just call us and we'll definitely try to connect them to some resources.
That's an excellent description of what you do. I totally understand it. Few sentences. What is the demand for information? How many clients, how many inquiries, you know, would be typical in a day or week or a month?
It's really, really picking up. It's been picking up for a while now. Last year, what we just closed out, we've been in contact and helped at least 2,000 people. Calls range from, as stated before, needing assistance with transportation to doctor's offices, mm-hmm. needing assistance with getting connected to local food pantries or food. People need caregivers. A lot of children are help supporting their aging parents. So they need assistance, you know, while they go to work. So people are needing caregiver services. A lot of people call for dementia, Alzheimer's questions, because we are the Alzheimer's and Dementia Resource Center. So we provide classes and things like that for education and support mm-hmm. to families.
Is there one of those topics that generates the most calls and inquiries, transportation, food?
Yes. So honestly, for the 2018 to 2019, from June 1 to June 30th of this year, the top two calls were caregiving and transportation.
Mm-hmm. When you say caregiving, describe the range of what that means for people.
So it can mean a range of things. People kind of get turned off when you say caregiving at times. I like to call it care partnering. It can range from some people just need companionship in their home. Others might need a little more. They might need a little assistance with getting dressed in the morning. Some people are noticing that they probably don't want to be on the road. I just heard your traffic report and drive in some of this traffic. So they can take seniors to the grocery store sometimes. They can just take seniors to the doctor's appointments if they're not able to use some of the other local services. Sometimes they can do some meal preparation. They'll do laundry, things like that.
Mm. Everything can get, you know, things that are not difficult at a certain stage of your life become more difficult for people as they get older.
Yes.
Right? And sometimes that's health related and mobility related. Sometimes it's mental acuity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Phobias, fears
yes.
that come, anxieties that
yes.
develop, right? You deal
uh-huh.
with all that.
Yes. Yes. So as stated before, my background is social work. So the cool thing about information and assistance is we do have a light case management portion of it, and that's where we have the ability to go out into the senior's home, and we're able to do kind of assessment, and we ask a variety of questions, but also kind of assess what is it that the senior needs that can help them maintain as independent as possible? Mm-hmm. What will bring them what looks like stability to them? Even though they're independent can look a little different as you get older. We all want to think like, oh, I can do it on my own, I'm by myself. But sometimes it might be that, you know, maybe you shouldn't be driving, and maybe that we do have so many resources and wonderful agencies that are able to get us to and from certain places. You might need that person to come in and help you make up your bed, prepare some meals because you're not really cooking as much. Or maybe you want to have food delivered to you, and you might want to become a part of our local Meals on Wheels program. Mm-hmm. So will you kind of assess and help the senior, let them know and educate them on what's out there? A lot of seniors don't know what's out there, so that's why I'm glad that you invited me on the radio.
Yeah. And we're happy to have the Senior Moment show to shine some light on these things. Do you refer people when they're looking for information? Is it only referral to public agencies, or is it referral to private services as well? How does that work?
So we usually just do local, general, nonprofit, government agencies across the board. Mm-hmm. And we usually only do Napa County. We only focus on Napa County. However, if you call me and you're out of county, or you hear this radio and you're just driving through, I do have other phone numbers and other agencies that are similar to ours in other counties. So it's not that we can't help you at all. We just want to point you in the right direction.
Yeah. Do you find that people making these inquiries are... I'm curious as to, because I tend to pay attention to a lot of different things, and just over time you become aware of things, you know, mm-hmm. if you're civically engaged. Mm-hmm. Are people surprised that there are services available that they're not aware of?
Yes, yes. A lot of people. Napa County, I've noticed the Information and Assistance Program has been brought back to Napa, actually physically, in 2017. So people aren't even aware that we're here. And then when you get on the phone and then they realize that there's actual services that they have access to, that's what it is. A lot of people feel like they don't have access, or they don't qualify, or they don't meet those requirements, or, nah, that's not for me. It's for other seniors, or they don't see themselves as seniors. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like I said, we serve seniors 60 and up across the board. So you can call me and ask me about anything. And literally, we'll definitely try to connect you to that resource.
Seems like a perfect cue to tell us what the phone number is. And so people are in the car right now, or they're busy, and they're going to say, oh, I can't write it down. We'll repeat it in a couple of minutes. So let's hear the phone number right now.
Yes, you can reach Information and Assistance at 707-253-4248.
253-4248, and will you answer the phone?
Yes, I will.
You will. Doesn't go right to voicemail. You don't have to press 2.
No, you get
and
a live body, and that's kind of what we really wanted to
that's
create.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to really create that.
And it's so important. It's become so common, I think, for, you know, below a certain age, people don't even respond to voicemail, let alone answer their phone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's the generational change.
Yes.
For many people, 60 plus, using the telephone is still the preferred communication method.
Yes.
And if you say, oh, send me an email, they may say, I don't use email.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So phones still matter.
Yes, phones do matter. And actually talking to live people matter also. And I find that it's easier to communicate with some seniors over the phone. However, I am not excluding. We do have a website also for some of those seniors who have children or grandchildren who are assisting them, and they don't want to talk on the phone. You can go to a Napa Network of Care website, and that website is NAPA.org, and it stands for Napa Aging and Independence. And you can go there, and that has a list of resources that the county and other local agencies such as HAPI and Commission on Aging worked really hard to put together, so that way people can always access us. And also on there, our phone number is there as
well.
Very
good. And again, we'll repeat the phone number and that web address here when we wrap up the show in a couple of minutes. So if you didn't get a chance to jot it down, you'll have a chance to do that then. everything tells us that the older population is going to do nothing but get larger and larger, bigger chunk of our total population, especially here in Napa, right?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And so the kind of work you're doing, the demand for that is going to increase. You've got like a job as long as you want it, don't you?
I hope so. I love seniors, so.
Yeah, that's good. But there is a factor there for, you know, for planning purposes and staffing purposes and whatnot, that not only these agencies doing the work, but people in your position getting people connected to those agencies.
Correct.
That's an expanding world.
Correct. And we're definitely working really hard on collaborating with the local agencies that we are referring people to. And also, that's the point of information and assistance. We're going out to find out the information. What do some of the agencies that already exist, what are they doing? How can they support? So that way, we're all working together as a team.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Tiffany Walker with Calabria Care and also sort of co-working, as you said, I think, with County of Napa.
Yes, at Comprehensive Services for Older Adults.
Very good. What would you say is the agency or agencies that get the majority of your referrals? Where do the clients end up?
It really varies. As I stated before, transportation was our number one, and people just really needed transportation to the doctors. So, of course, we referred to our local agency, which is not too far from here, Molly's Angels.
Right.
When it came to food, people just didn't even realize that they had access. So, of course, we referred people to the K&V or Meals on Wheels. We refer people to telephone reassurance program. We refer people to share the care. We refer people to the senior center, you name it, Calabria Care, some of the classes. We have a lot of caregiving classes that are offered, Alzheimer's and dementia classes that are offered. Some people want to volunteer, so we definitely send them through the volunteer loop. There's so many agencies, and I apologize if I missed any. They're like, hey, you didn't shout us out. But literally a host of things. It's so many.
Do you ever get a question you can't answer or a problem you don't have a referral for?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What are the need areas?
Honestly, there's just kind of that safety net. I think we're seeing it worldwide is that, unfortunately, there's a lot of middle to low income seniors who unfortunately are getting priced out of their homes. So they're looking for housing. And unfortunately, Napa County, we've been plagued with fires and things like that. So with the wait list and them trying to fill out paperwork and trying to get approved for housing, a lot of people are struggling in that area as far as just getting someone to assist them to go through the paperwork and then to go through the process of, well, I have nowhere to go. I don't want to live out of county. Where are the housing units that are open for me? So that's one of the needs. Also, people need rides to the grocery store and to get their hair done. We don't really have necessarily, and they, you know, unfortunately, seniors, they can't ride the bus. So, you know, of course, we always think, just get them on the bus. But sometimes their mobility and sometimes they're just not comfortable due to their own personal mm-hmm. health ailments that they don't want to get on the bus. And they can't afford necessarily a caregiver. You know, prices may range between $28 an hour to $15 an hour, and it might sound reasonable for someone, but for some of the seniors, it's not.
That's for sure. Every dollar matters a lot when
yes.
people are on fixed income.
Yes.
Very good. Tiffany Walker and on our Senior Moments program talking about this information service. Let me give this phone number again. Make sure I get this right, Tiffany. Yes. 707-253-4248.
Yes.
Got it. And the website is NAPA.org, and you'll be able to access
yep.
everything we've been talking about here.
Yes, yes. Our goal right. is really just to do warm handoffs to local agencies, and really, like I said, we really want to collaborate so that way we can inform seniors and, you know, increase their independence and their quality of life.
Absolutely. Very good. Important work, and I think they've got the right person doing it. You're delightful.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
And that is our Senior Moments program for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.